89 degrees in downtown Denver. Good afternoon, Colorado, and happy Friday, TGIF. Stephen Tubbs, Leroy is back at the controls. Lori Kelman in the newsroom. We're on until just before 7 o'clock tonight. A jam-packed show, as always, with talk of this, the Day of the Rat, the rat cleanup. We've got our pal from the Independence Institute, John Caldera, coming up at 5:30. Interesting column in Complete Colorado from just yesterday. Tomorrow, the Colorado Republican Party's Central Committee will vote on whether or not to close the primary coming up. So we'll talk with John about that. If you want to get a head start, you could get to CompleteColorado.com and find John's column there. We've got an interesting decision that apparently just seemed to just darn slip C-Dot's mind. Did you see the kind of the controversy, the fervor of if you did, and I still call it Twitter. I don't care if Elon Musk wants it to be called X. It's just like Pepsi Center. Pepsi is never going to be Ball Arena. It's going to be, to me, always Pepsi Center. Twitter will always be Twitter. There was earlier this week a tweet from CDOT to, this was not something that the CDOT account put out like to inform everyone. It was actually in response to somebody who earlier in the week had the audacity to go via Twitter, CDOT, where are my accident reports? Now, that may be something that you've never even looked at, but apparently for this one person wanted to get information about accidents and, you know, what's happening here. So this person obviously was following CDOT on Twitter. Twitter has the response from CDOT, and it says, well, due to the fact that we're limited now in our scope because of Twitter regulations or whatever, it's time out. CDOT. Translation, you're not paying $8 a month to Elon Musk and Twitter slash X to have unlimited. So now, therefore, everyone else that was depending on what you used to do, that must be really nice at CDOT headquarters or whomever is in control of the Twitter account. Well, we're just not going to do it now. You go to cotrip.org or whatever that is. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And you know what, Leroy? I was going to save that for later. I was going to do that as a tease. That's basically the story. That's basically the story. CDOT with a, what, $1.5-2 billion budget, whatever. You all are just pay to play, pay to play the game. It'll cost you $8 a month, and then you wouldn't have to reduce, say, in this case, a service I don't care about, but clearly someone did. But then that they would go ahead and respond like, well, we would help you, but now we're limited in the amount of stuff we can do on Twitter. So, you know, just go to this other website. I mean, just stupid. It's so stupid. Speaking of stupid, is this today? I spent a little less than 2 hours down in Denver and Decay today. Thank you, Leroy, for pulling this because it's a great way to start, I think.
The year of the cat. Right.
But it's not the year of the cat. It's the year... No, well, it could be the year, but it's the Day of the Rat today. I always like this song. And you always thought, I know, somebody out there thought, oh, I thought this was Cat Stevens. Nope, hit it. Oh, yeah.
I haven't done anything yet. I haven't done anything yet.
What's up for the rats?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Leroy. Appreciate that very, very much. Let's get right into it. I know that many of you are anti-social media, and I know that many of you hate Elon Musk, and you hate Zuckerberg, and you just hate social media, and I get it. But I've told you over the years that it sometimes does pay to be a part of our little radio club even more. And in this case, I'm not telling you to just all of a sudden jump on and create a Facebook account or an X or a Twitter account. I'm not going to do that. But had you been on Facebook earlier, you would have seen my live Facebook video that we'll play a little bit of in just a second. But today, keep in mind, this under this new mayoral administration.
I haven't done anything yet.
Well, he started today. After, you know, the first few weeks in office and three different press conferences, one, in fact, earlier this week, we may play some audio from that in our weekend review feature coming up later in the program. This was the first time, and this was between 22nd and Stout. No, 22nd. Am I right, Leroy? 22nd between Park and Stout. And it was bad. It was bad down there. If you are following us on Twitter and Facebook, both at Tub Show, you can see these photos aren't doctored. That was literally this morning. And you say, well, wait a minute. How come you're bitching about it? They're doing a cleanup. Well, I guess that would be great if I really saw anyone doing anything, which I didn't in, 90 minutes or so that I was down there. I saw a lot of people standing around. And no offense if you've ever been on a construction crew or, in fact, you are on a construction crew as we speak. Why does it always seem like there may be one person working and there's seven others standing around and they may not even be paying attention to the guy who is working? So a lot of standing around. I did see one uniformed Denver police officer down there. There are cones. I saw gigantic, the big trash trucks. But I walked down a sidewalk, and it's sickening. And I guess we're all supposed to just feel like, well, at least they're doing something. Let me tell you, and then I'll get to just a little bit of the audio from our Facebook Live video earlier today. I think the rat problem is a lie. I think the rat problem is a lie. And here's why, just based on what I saw. The city needed something to declare a health hazard and a health problem. Now, I'm not saying there probably is not a few rats down there, but I don't think all of a sudden this between, at 22nd and Stout, I don't think there were many rats down there. I think the city used it as an excuse. And again, we have our Day of the Rat hotline. For any of you, you got inside info, send me an email, anonymity guaranteed. Or if you'd like to defend your position, City and County of Denver, on the Day of the Rat, give us a call. That rat hotline, 303-696-1971. All types of rats. Skinny rats, ugly rats, cute rats, baby rats, mama rats, papa rats. You're all welcome to call. If you're just a dirty rat. I don't think there's a rat problem down there. The city is using this as an excuse. Because here's what I base that on. I went down a sidewalk that if you have seen the video, or you will later now that I've maybe given you not an assignment, but just a reminder that you can go see these pictures. There were no humans. No humans on that one side of the street, a full city block. There were maybe occasionally somebody walking by, but there were no humans like living in the filth and they're collecting their stuff. When I was down there, the people had already gone. Well, let's use some common sense. If you're a rat and you're looking for cheese, would you rather be looking for cheese as there are homeless people everywhere and along the block? Or would you, as a rat, probably celebrate? If you were a rat and all the people were gone, that's when you're going to party. 303-696-1971, the Dirty Rat Hotline. This from earlier today.
Welcome, everybody. This is between Park and 22nd on Stout. Bikes, trash. On the other side is the real cleanup. There are cops here. People in kind of sanitary equipment, protective equipment, trash trucks, rocks and bike portions, pairs of shoes, trash, of course, everywhere. And this starts here, one of the first actions from the new Johnston administration. So you can see here, this is Stout looking down toward Park Avenue, and people are kind of cleaning up, clearing out. I see a trash truck down there that way. And there's not a lot of people. There's more people on this side of the street, and I hear somebody down maybe a block or so screaming. Sounds like a woman screaming her lungs out. It's just great. It's just great stuff. Cones are out. You got crews. You see where they put these big rocks and boulders? That really didn't hinder anybody from from trying to just literally, in some cases, pitch a tent. Here's a good example of the rocks that they put out. I mean, at some point, I'm the biggest critic probably in the city, but I mean, what else can you do when it comes to this? I mean, just look at this filth. So I haven't seen a rat yet, but welcome. Welcome to Rat Central. It's Rat Friday in Denver and Decay. No matter what your Narcan 9s, no matter what your city leaders, you know, what is this? I think this is District 9, the fine District 9. You know, this is Cedabaca's old territory. You know, welcome. I'm not making this stuff up. We didn't come down here overnight and, you know, the KNUS crew, we decided, you know what, let's go to the dump and then let's place it here. No, this is part of your Denver, Colorado. This is reality. And this city has spent more than $1 billion over less than a decade. And this is what you got.
The year of the rat. I don't believe it. Where are the intrepid photojournalists of Denver and Decay television stations? Where's your video of the rats? Leroy, you're killing me. Leroy, off the air. I'm going to put it on the air. This like Sasquatch. Is there really a Sasquatch? Is there really a rat problem down there? Or is this just a...
Well, if we say there's a rat problem, maybe we can get them out sooner.
The year of the rat. The day of the rat. Ah, a little bit more.
This is what happens when you do not enforce the laws. This is what happens when you want to defund the police. This is what happens when you don't have prosecutors who want to actually prosecute. This is where you don't want to offend anyone. This is what happens. And I ask you this, and we're going to talk about it on the show today. Isn't this, you talk about offending someone, isn't all of this offensive? How much of the people that are out here? And if they don't want to get off the streets, force them off. Oh, wait, you can't do that. What about the ACLU? Look, if we don't change things, nothing will change. This will just be a commonplace. This is going to happen today here. And guess what? A lot of people say this is just whack-a-mole. They'll be removed from this portion of Denver and Decay. And then guess what? They're just going to pop up somewhere else. And that's probably... absolutely the case.
I think we got to do it one more time.
The year of the
rat. It's Day of the Rat in Denver and Decay. We will take a timeout. Al Stewart will take us to the break. When we come back, there's negative news with the rats. Even though I didn't see a rat, I think they're dirty. This one, Leroy, just coming in. Text to the studio. The rats are in City Hall. I think you might be onto something there. When we come back, the negative news we're going to put to the side. Positive news with a real character. He's going to join us. His name is Wes. He is the owner of the Coffee Cabin in the town of Parker. There's a great military charity event coming up in October, but we need your help today. We'll talk with Wes coming up. Watch out for that rat! Welcome back, friends. Midway through the 4 o'clock hour, standing by our new friend of the program. His name is Wes, and he owns the Coffee Cabin in the town of Parker, Ponderosa Drive. And, I'm going to ask him. We'll come up in just a second. Before that, though, if you are just joining us, man, you missed a good first segment, if I do say so myself, on this, the day of the rat, not the year of the cat.
The year of the cat.
Rat. Leroy, I understand. ahead of our friend Wes. Great charity event coming up. Friends, we need your help. If you have any auction items, we'll talk about that. Leroy, keep that going because, you know, rats don't like cats. The bad thing is, when I was down at the rat cleanup today, 22nd and Stout, well, by cracky, I didn't even see any, not one rat. I think the city's full of shit, and they're passing off a bullshit story. I don't think it was rats. That was just their way to go, well, we'd like them to get out a little bit sooner. And you're telling me there are rats. You got some pricing on what is this what the city pays on what rat cleanup or what? What do you got?
So the city official said that they're paying $100,000 a month.
What? What?
Yeah. To Orkin and a couple other contractors.
Just for rats?
Yeah, but wait, it gets better.
Hold on,
of
maybe they could spend that at City Hall. Hey, yeah. Wait.
And you know it gets better it from gets their better? Brother, always.
Always.
Denver International Airport, $700,000 contract is set to expire on March 21st of 2023, which expired.
Well, so it expired, probably, it was probably renewed.
But they renewed it
That's
at probably
just,
more.
Just at the airport?
Just at the airport,
for
yes.
Rats. That's a good contract if you can get it. Yeah.
That's just amazing. It's amazing to me. And, of course, our ranking, you know.
Oh, yeah. Where are we on the ranking, please?
So I'm going to run it down, I guess. Ready for the top 10?
Hold
here we
on
go.
A minute, baby. See, why are we not? Okay, here. Put the computer back up because I know you put it down. Here we go. You ready? There we go. What is this, the top 10 rat cities?
Top 10 rat cities is Chicago, number one.
Oh, that's number one.
Number two, New York. Number three, Los Angeles.
Number four, Denver.
Number four, Washington, D.C.
Number five, Denver.
Number five, San Francisco.
Number six, Denver.
Philadelphia.
Number eight.
Number seven, Baltimore.
Yeah, number eight.
Number eight, Cleveland, Ohio.
Number nine, Denver.
Amazing, though. Number nine is Detroit.
Oh, wow. I thought that would be higher.
I thought it'd be up on the top.
Yeah.
And then here we go. Number 10 is Denver, Colorado. Imagine that.
We are
10th.
10th in the nation with rats.
Yeah,
how come I didn't see not a one today?
I've never seen one.
Again, I'm not doubting that they're out there, but why on a day where the city and county of Denver says your first homeless sweep, though they're not calling it that, is all due to health concerns and problems, it's the first time under this new mayor.
I haven't done anything yet.
Well, he's trying to do something today, right? How come when all of the people are gone, isn't there the cliche, when the cat's away, the mice will play? Well, the people were away. Isn't that the time where you would be a rat? That's when you'd come out, even midday, because there are no people. I didn't see one rat. Not one dirty rat. I think the dirty rats, as one of your fellow listeners said, they're in City Hall. And why do we have to play this game? Now, just in case, I fully admit, I'm only buying the bullshit that I'm actually spewing about 30%. I'm not into radio theater. I don't do it much at all. I don't even know. I'd have a hard time if I tried to convince you. No, there are no rats. But I'm telling you, doesn't it make sense? You want to do something in your first early weeks of being mayor. You've got this disaster zone that no doubt is an unhealthy zone near 22nd and Stout. But instead of, like, you know, waiting and announcing and tipped, it's like they wanted to do it quicker. So they're like, what can we do? What can we do? Ah, we can call a public health emergency. We can pretend there's rats. I didn't see one rat. Not one rat. 30 minutes after 4 o'clock, switching gears. I have been a customer, not as much probably as I should have, but a great new friend of the program joins us. Wes Crespi is the owner of the Coffee Cavern. Brother, it's great to have you here. Tell us where you are.
Yeah, we're on the corner of Parker and Ponderosa Drive, and it's called Coffee Cabin, and it's a shipping container, as you know, and with the big yellow awning. And I got into coffee because it was a fluke. Corporate America, couldn't take it, left it, walked away, and decided to live my dream. I found my dream
17 years ago.
17 years ago, August 6th, it'll be 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it. I've been blessed by the greatest group of people in the world. Parker is the most amazing community. I couldn't say enough. They're incredible people, generous beyond belief. You give Parker an opportunity to donate, to help, and they're all over it.
Yeah. You have gone through, and I say the P word, and we're not going to dwell on that, but, I mean, you survived the pandemic. You survived the what I call the summer of hell 2020, post-George Floyd, where it's defund the police. You have the audacity to fly an American flag with a thin blue line on it. You have been threatened. Your place was vandalized.
Correct.
Who's on the show now and who survived, right?
And you know something? I'll tell you something. It's very ironic and it's hysterical, actually. So the dummies that, you know, vandalized my place, what they did, they came to my shop and they took magic markers and they wrote on it and they put some cuss words and this and that. And then I had seven thin blue line flags mounted on tree stumps.
I saw them.
I had seven American flags. They stole all the American flags, never seen them again, and they took all the thin blue line flags. No, I'm sorry. They took all the thin blue line flags and never seen them again. Uh-huh. The American flags, they threw them in the street. So cars would run over them, and half of them were gone. So at the end of the day, you know something? Everybody started coming in and saying, hey, Wes, we're really sorry. And this and I said, no, I'm not.
That almost was good for business.
But they were handing me money, saying, here's $100, buy more flags. I mean, this went on for like 9-10 hours. So in 2 days, I think I raised $8,000. So I took that $8,000 and I donated it to the fallen offices, fallen offices of Douglas County. So in essence, those dummies that did that to
funded
that money for the fallen offices.
I love
God bless those people that did that.
Yeah, thank you, idiots.
Thank you, morons.
Wes Crespi is our guest. From Bourkland, I like this. You're going to be on the American Veteran Show coming up this weekend. And you said you're not from East Parker. You're from East Denver. You're a Brooklyn guy? And job and stuff gets you out here to Colorado?
So I was in hotels my whole career. Yeah. I was born in Brooklyn, raised mostly in Queens, New York. And then I took off to California and I was in Vegas. I was a bartender for about 8 years. And then I moved here.
I could see you doing like the Tom Cruise cocktail in Vegas.
Tom should have been that good.
Tom who?
Shaking it, exactly.
I got Tommy.
Listen, but at the end of the day, you know what? You're enthusiastic. You're energetic. You do, in fact, drink your own product, right?
I do. I love my product.
Yeah.
I have the best coffee roaster in the world, man.
And you roast your own beans?
No, I have...
You have somebody doing it.
Yeah, everything I do is local. I don't do anything unless it's local. And what do you call it? My coffee roaster, I've been with him now for 16 years. The best in the business.
It's all local, huh?
Yeah. It's a wonderful family. They're from Israel. And they're called Espresso Smith.
If I say Folgers, what's your reaction?
Sorry, you were breaking up. Mike, you got that?
Security.
I suppose, boy, if I said Sanka.
Sanka? I don't even know him.
How is this guy not co-hosting with me? How are you not co-hosting with me every day? Wes Crespi, listen, you've got a charity event. I want to use this amount of time. I could talk to you. I could tell already. We'd be trouble on the air. You need auction items right now for a charity event that's coming up Saturday, October 14th in Sedalia at the Wide Open Saloon.
Right.
You got your friends there at the Wide Open Saloon that have given you a break on the event location.
Give me a break. The guy's amazing. Todd Hills, the owner of Wide Open Saloon.
Todd.
Yeah, Todd, I love you, man. He's the owner of Wide Open Saloon. And he gave me such an incredible deal on the place. He's given us food and dinner all night long. And the other amount of money that we needed to pay for it all.
Somebody else covered that.
My buddy Mario Bauer.
Mario.
Mario. Love Mario.
He's from East Denver.
Mario and his guy. Now he's from Michigan.
So we got to talk slow for him.
Dude, I mean, take it on the road, Wes. So here's the deal. This charity event coming up October 14th, it's going to benefit Project Healing Waters,
which
we've talked about over the years on this program and certainly on the American Veterans Show. They help veterans who, you know, may otherwise be, you know, depressed at home. They get them out into the beautiful Colorado outdoors. It's projecthealingwaters.org. But here's how you can help, friends listening. Between now and, you know, hopefully the middle of next month. So how about a 4-week window? We need auction items.
Please.
And it's basically almost anything, right?
Anything. You know, to give you an idea, some of the ones we had in the past, we had a AR-15. It was beautiful. It was all Cerakote. It was beautiful. Uh-huh. We had a house in Mexico that a friend of mine, Keith Anderson, donated.
Like a timeshare?
And he said, anytime you want, you just take it. We had, you know, I can't think, I'm sorry, but off the top of my head.
Like
we
restaurants, had, gift cards.
That's what we need. You know, if there's a veteran out there, a veteran family or somebody that owns a really cool restaurant, we'd love to package like two restaurants. That'll go for a lot of money.
Yeah.
you know,
bottles of wine, maybe
bottles of any kind of bottles, like a whiskey, you know, people love whiskey, like maybe four bottles of whiskey, maybe four cool bottles of tequila, just something, a great dinner, anything you can come up with.
Okay. I got an idea for you.
Sure. He's going in his wallet.
I'm going in my wallet verbally. I'll tell you what. Some people, you know, they love radio, like love radio like I do.
Right.
I'll donate. Somebody can come in to sit with us in the studio for an hour, maybe 2 hours. If you've ever wanted to get a behind the scenes, I'll donate that.
This is cool, too.
Listen, even
this is awesome.
Even though management has no idea I'm offering this.
That's okay.
But you know what? Let's get you, you know, if we could get $100 for that. I mean, I'm certainly worth at least $5.
No, you got to be. Come on, with Mike. This has got to be $1,000 I'm getting for that one. Man.
Michael
Arpaio,
our producer. Yeah. Oh, we're loving having you on the program. So, how do we get in touch with you? Is email best? And I'll put this out.
Yeah, email would be great. Okay. Email would be great.
So, I know your email address, and I'm going to be hopefully filling your inbox up with donated items.
That'd be amazing.
American Patriot 06 or 06. American Patriot 06 at yahoo.com. And could we say, like, would the deadline be mid next month, mid September?
Sure, that'd be great. Mid September would be perfect because at that point it starts stressing and freaking out, saying
the countdown.
But you know something, I believe that I believe in the Lord and I believe that He's a big part of this, and that's why it's successful every year. And I believe that you both are great people and letting us do this
for sure.
We asked one time, boom, we got it automatically. So and your listeners. And they're all veterans, I'm sure a good majority are.
Yeah.
The greatest people. I mean, you can't find who else is going to, put themselves in a front line
for
our country.
Well, I love this too, brother. I love the fact that, this is why I love doing this show. It's live and local, right? It's a way to help the community. And I know you're, as I am, Coloradans in general, I mean, we are screwed up in many, many ways. But, man, when it comes to generosity, this state is awesome.
It's amazing. I'm telling you, Parker, like I was telling you earlier, Parker, where my coffee shop is, I've raised some incredible amount of money for, as I was telling you, we raised $140, I think, for our last year for the project here in Waters.
You think the economy now, I mean, this is...
It's not an economy-driven thing. I think it's a heart thing. I think, I think you've put something in front of somebody and they believe in something. I don't think they worry about money. I think they think about doing something good because you'll remember in the end, as you're getting older, you'll remember like all the good things. You'll start remembering the good things you did. You forget about the stupid things you did. I mean, you could blow $1,000 in Vegas. Yep. I get a customer's call, hey, I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to Blackhawk. But when it comes to something like this, there's no
nothing
second.
Like that.
There's
feeling.
Nothing in the world like giving back and helping the people. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff doing what I do in the different organizations I've worked with. And I see my father-in-law. I mean, that poor guy.
Vietnam vet.
He's a Marine. He was a recon guy. And,
there's PTSD.
Yeah. And he has it really bad. And I met some of his friends that have it as well. And friends that I know. And you see grown men, cool-looking grown men, and they're broken. And
some
how
of them,
do you fix that?
And some of them never deal with it. And I don't mean to be preachy as we wrap up with
Wes. It's not preachy. It's
the truth.
Yeah,
it's the truth that, everybody can use at times somebody to care a little bit more about them. And again, this fundraiser, Saturday, October 14th in Sedalia at the Wide Open Saloon. But we need you to take some action. Feel free to text the studio if you've got something. How about, something that...
A canoe, a fishing pole.
Something.
As long
an experience.
As long as it's new, that's all we care about. And, Rainbow Waters or something, they donated a day of fishing where a guide will take you out and
there's so much
fish.
People can
there's
offer
so many things. Ski slopes, think Colorado, so outdoors, whatever, restaurants, anything.
We're gonna
we'll take it.
We're gonna get you some auction items. Again,
we appreciate that.
You
one
bet.
You know. I want this to be the best one yet.
We're going to try to make it happen,
especially
after I donate an hour on this program. Come on. Wes Crespi, brother, thank you. Thank you for what you do. I got one more.
Thank you.
Two more quick questions, and then we got to wrap up. Number one, are you one of those? Do you take your coffee black, or are you back there going, I want a double pump espresso, white foam macchiato, dee dee, baby? What are you?
I love those. Those are $7. $7, baby. Come on down.
Plus tax. Come on.
Plus tax.
Coffee cabin. What is your go-to coffee?
My go-to coffee. I'm an Americano guy. I like Americano.
Okay, that's simple.
Yeah, I'm real simple. Americano and a cigar.
Okay, and then I want to know if people like what you're sounding like here, and I love you. I promise to become even a more frequent customer. When are you there?
I'm there. Now I'm. You know, I'm starting to slow down a little.
Oh, big time. No, it's not slowing down. You're a big time.
I'm far from big time. But I have a bad back, and it's hard to stand 11 hours a day. So I finally got the...
Do you go in every day?
I would go in every single day, yeah. And I'd work from 5:30 to 3:30, Monday through Friday. And you can't get help. So I finally closed on the weekends after 17 years. But I just got the greatest... Mike, you ready? The greatest employee, Mike. And her name is Courtney.
Courtney, say hi to Courtney
at
the coffee cabin.
She's awesome. Go by the cabin and say hello to Courtney. She's wonderful, and you'll love her.
You're the best, man.
No, you're the best. I love you guys. Mike, you like family, Mike.
That is Wes Crespi, owner of the Coffee Cabin, Ponderosa Drive, and Parker Road. Let's get some auction items for their fundraiser coming up in October. Let's get to a break now. This is 710 KNUS. That was awesome. Welcome back. We've got our weekend review audio coming up in mere moments. How great is Wes? Again, let me just make sure I have the right address. Listen, I know that everybody always asks you for everything, something. Everybody's always pulling at you. But this is a great charity event that I'll talk more about coming up. But it's Saturday, October 14th, Wide Open Saloon in Sedalia. Proceeds benefit the great nonprofit Project Healing Waters. It's projecthealingwaters.org. And again, if you can donate something, let's get them some good auction items. And yeah, I know you've been there, done that. I know you've been asked a million times about donating stuff, donating money, but great guy. And you want to talk about the epitome to me of somebody, a patriot right here in our own backyard. Thank you again to Wes Crespi. He's not Crispy. I bet he has Crispy good items there at the Coffee Cabin, Ponderosa Drive and South Parker Road. You can reach him. Send me a text if you don't get this email. But if you can donate something, you know, a bunch of gift cards, or if you got a couple of nice bottles of wine or an experience, you got a cabin up in the mountains, place in Cabo, wherever. It's AmericanPatriot06@yahoo.com is his email address, AmericanPatriot06@yahoo.com. It is the Day of the Rat coming up at the top of the hour. We will have certainly a recap of my day early this morning in downtown Denver and Decay. And this is the first kind of major deal to tackle the homeless problem, et cetera. And I want to clarify some stuff. I'm not going to get into it now. We've got Week in Review audio, but a couple of texts coming in. What do you mean there's no rat problem? I'm not saying Denver doesn't have a rat problem. I'm saying I think the city used a rat problem as an excuse to try to tackle this problem, and they could have it as their ace in the hole. Well, we're really only doing this because it's a health problem. I didn't see a rat. That doesn't mean that there aren't any rats, but there were no people around. They'd cleared them out. And isn't that the time that the rats would come out? I didn't see one, and I was there for 90 minutes. It is time.
The sounds from the stories in the spotlight this week. Stephan's Friday Replay on News Talk 710 KNUS.
This decision will also further complicate an ongoing standoff between the Biden administration and Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, who is currently holding up all senior military officer promotions and confirmations. Supporters of this decision point out that only about 20% of Space Command currently assigned personnel are military, who would be forced to move if ordered. 80% are civilians, either government employees or civilian contractors. The Trump administration formally created Space Command in August 2019 and temporarily placed its headquarters in Colorado. This decision was initially supported by leaders in Space Force as well as the United States Air Force.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition, engine full power, and lift off of Falcon Heavy. Go Falcon 9, go Falcon Heavy, go Echo Star.
Stage 1, chamber pressure is nominal. Stephan's Friday Replay on 710 KNUS.
And the White House went further, saying House Republicans' own much-typed witness testified that he never heard of President Biden discussing business with his son. The Republican Committee Chairman said Joe Biden was the brand that his son sold around the world to enrich the Biden family. Devin Archer was one of Hunter Biden's closest business associates and served alongside the president's son on the board of Burisma, a Ukraine energy.
Accept my apology for not going public with what I've been facing the last 6 years, is the post from actor Paul Rubens on his social media. Privately, he says he was battling cancer, but many will remember him as Pee-wee Herman.
I don't make monkeys, I just train them.
Dressed in his trademark gray suit, red bow tie, and white loafers, Syracuse University pop culture professor Robert Thompson.
He was absolutely ageless. He dressed like an adult. He looked...
Good evening, Aurora. Back to this bullshit again. Let's see. Miss Piggy. up again. So this agenda that you are trying to throw at the people as far as having a volunteer police force, it's f***ing stupid. Did you have a town hall on this? As far as
Stephens Friday replay on 710 KNUS.
We've also deployed our Wellness Winnie, which is a mobile wellness vehicle that we have through the Department of Public Health that helps support both physical health and mental health. That will be making. We've also engaged a broader set of community leaders across multiple industries to help us think through this. We have seven running working groups right now. Other updates on funding you may have seen. We were excited, thanks to Laura's leadership at Host, to announce the acquisition of our first hotel property last week.
There are some hard truths Denver's got to face right now. Among those for me are we got 1,400 people sleeping on the street every night in downtown Denver. That's something that has to end.
No. The Department of Justice has decided that if you're on the wrong side of the political aisle, they are going to come after you with everything possible. But if you're Hunter Biden, you get a sweetheart deal.
This is not a coincidence. This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president, for either party.
The U.S. Secret Service will be here with the former president later. There's U.S. Park Police, D.C. Police, and Federal Protective Services.
I think a witch hunt is really the way that anybody should describe this, because it's not something we've seen in our time. This is not even political. This is beyond that.
This will be the former president's third criminal arraignment this year. He is also, we should note, the early frontrunner for the Republican presidential.
This 45-page indictment lists six unnamed, uncharged co-conspirators. Sources close to the investigation say the indictment suggests lawyers Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Sidney Powell, and former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark could be those potential co-conspirators.
Sad day for America, and it was also very sad driving through Washington, D.C. and seeing the filth and the decay and all of the broken buildings and walls and the graffiti. This is not the place that I left.
Stephens Friday replay on 710 KNUS.
I am here because I was born and raised in Colorado. And after high school, I was recruited into a cult. For what me I personally, call. I was recruited by a high school friend that I really trusted. And it was right out of high school when I was in college. So in that transition period, kids are very vulnerable. They're looking for meaning in life. They're looking.
It's called the World Mission Society Church of God is the group that I was involved in and that recruited me. When you hear the doctrines that they believe in, they do sound crazy.
I
hate to use the word crazy. They sound like unorthodox.
What? Like what?
For example, they keep church on Saturday instead of Sunday, and they're very strict about it. If you actually, if you worship God on Sunday, then you have the mark of the beast and you will go to hell. It's a very serious thing. Also celebrating Christmas, they don't celebrate Christmas. And they believe in a God the Mother. They believe in a second coming Christ who is born in South Korea. They believe God the Mother is in the flesh right now in South Korea.
It
is a cancer to our society that people don't know about. I think that in your local community, there are these cults and these coercive control groups all around us. They could be. I believe that I witness crimes. I believe that there is human trafficking that's going on in there. I believe that there's also forms of sex trafficking. I believe that there's labor trafficking. They're doing a lot of construction and endless, tireless work. They don't get permits. They don't follow anything by the law because they're a doomsday group. They believe.
And there you go. Our weekend review audio.
But them's the breaks.
I don't know what happened to Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny's down there looking for the rats in Denver in decay. Are there really rats? Yeah, there are rats, but was it just easier to say there's a rat problem, so we're going to come clean up? 5 o'clock hour, news straight ahead, and we will take you on a journey next.